Negotiations over education reform have been at a standstill for months. The hang-up forced school district mergers. But this week, we saw a major breakthrough that could clear the way for a bipartisan deal. In this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public reporters Lola Dufour and Peter Hirschfeld discuss a significant concession from Republican Governor Phil Scott.
For months now, Pete, there has been one big thing holding up education reform talks in Montpelier. There's been this consensus on the idea of a foundation formula. Legislative leaders and Governor Scott are in agreement that Vermont should transition to a system wherein the state basically tells schools how much they're going to spend. But the thing that's been really gumming up the works has been this idea of forced school district mergers. Governor Scott has said that they were absolutely necessary to making this whole thing work. Lawmakers, on the other hand, have been saying, look, there is not the popular support that we need to get our rank-and-file members to sign on to this. It seems like negotiations this week have yielded a pretty major breakthrough.
A major breakthrough thanks to a major concession from Phil Scott. Administration officials say it's become clear to them that Democratic majorities in the House and Senate cannot be moved off of their opposition to mandatory school district consolidation. And they say the governor is now prepared to travel with the legislature down an alternate path that relies on voluntary mergers instead.
So does this mean we have a deal?
Maybe. Forced mergers had definitely been the primary sticking point, but there are other issues to work out, to be sure. One is the question of when this new foundation formula starts to take effect. Lawmakers say districts need until 2030 to get this voluntary merger process squared away. Phil Scott insists that it needs to start happening in 2029. The governor also wants to make sure that districts that aren't able to merge voluntarily have some mechanism they can use to join a larger district, whether that district wants them or not. And there's one potentially new sticking point. Phil Scott just watched lawmakers walk away from forced mergers, which were a central component of the reform plan that they agreed to just last year. He's worried a future legislature might think better of the foundation formula and retreat from that as well. So he wants another cost containment mechanism built into this package that would go into effect if the foundation formula doesn't come to pass.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of that foundation formula, we've been saying everyone's in agreement on it, but everyone's in agreement on it in theory, right? We haven't seen any concrete numbers, modeling, etc., that would tell us, okay, specifically, how much more or less money is X or Y school going to receive under this construct? When are we going to see those numbers?
Not until December, and that's at the very earliest. And that means lawmakers and the governor are agreeing to a reform framework before they have any concrete understanding of what this means financially for schools. There are already significant misgivings among some lawmakers about this new school budgeting framework. I heard one Democrat recently say it's going to, quote, decimate funding in his district. The question of whether lawmakers are actually going to pull the trigger on this thing once they see those spreadsheets come out is a real one. And regardless of what happens or does not happen between now and adjournment, this will not be the last word on what the education funding landscape looks like 5 or 10 years from now.